fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, 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 CrossFit it is. CrossFit, is this another fitness fad out there? Have you heard about CrossFit, the CrossFit boxes just kind of swifter in the nation? Or is this fitness fantastic? Well, okay, I have to say, I got to raise my hand. I have drank the Kool-Aid, and I'm in. I've been an athlete all my life, kind of by accident. I think it's really important to talk about who you are and who you aren't. And I got to tell you, when I was growing up, my parents kind of, I was going to bed early last night because I had quite a big weekend, and I was listening to the Oprah Winfrey Network. This woman, she's in her 50s, black lady, Oprah.
Is that Soul Sunday? Is that the one?
No, it was actually, I think it was kind of like the next, something like next, I forget. It was next chapter or something.
Well, anyway,
like that.
Getting
it was,
back across.
Okay, sorry. Yes.
I love
getting
that
right to it. But I was, you know, Jane Fonda was on, and when we're talking about fitness, Jane Fonda fits right in there. But she was talking, but here's the thing. I'm all over the place, but I want to focus really quickly here. They were talking about Jane's adopted daughter, and there was a sense that her parents just kind of had a duty to actually feed her or clothe her, or just do like the basics, like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And I kind of grew up in that way. My parents had kids, and I have no idea why, but they sort of just went on with their lives. And I apparently had this athletic ability that wasn't really discovered until later in life. And so at the age of, I would say 47, which I am now, I finally, my prowess as an athlete is being able to really sort of show itself. And it's this whole thing called CrossFit. And I fell into it. And when I started to learn more and more about it, I started to become impressed. And I'll tell you why. Because in my heart of all hearts, and I think it's been said before, I think that CrossFit, now it is a brand, okay? Reebok actually has it. And, you know, you've got all those rules and trademarks and things around that, which is fine.
But when
it comes right down to it, what is CrossFit? It's, to me, it's the sport of fitness, okay? Because I think I've tried everything. I mean, I wanted to be a bodybuilder when I was like 11. And then I was I raced 5Ks and 10Ks for some of my life. And then I was into sort of basketball and but what CrossFit is, and why I love it, is it's movements that are functional, that you find in your daily life, or as if, yes, you would be living outside, perhaps in the jungle, things that could help you survive, that they're natural and they're functional. The workouts are constantly varied, okay? That means it's not like getting on a treadmill and running or walking for 20 minutes.
Because
that's
what I'm bad at, too. I'm such a routine guy, and here's the problem with that. Yeah.
No, and here's why. Our bodies are so amazing. We are supposed to adapt. And if you are first getting on that treadmill and you're like, oh, 20 minutes, it's like sweating. 2 days later, I promise you, your body's like, yep, I got this. I got it. Yeah. I got it. No big deal. I got
it. It's exactly
and
what mine does.
You are not going to burn calories as much. Your muscles are going to accommodate, and your body's taking care of you, but you're not getting. So these movements are constantly varied. They're functional movements, and they're performed at high intensity. And the thing I love about CrossFit as well is that you look at the components of being fit: stamina, strength, flexibility, speed, power, coordination, accuracy, agility, balance. So it's not only the physical. When you think about coordination, accuracy, agility, balance, you're thinking about the neurological as well. So using your mind, being able to pull your mind and your body together. And this is just it. And the other thing, okay, you can stop me. You have to ask a question because I think I might be able to talk for another 28
hours. Well, here's my input on this. Because I've been watching at my gym the CrossFit section, which is like this other room, and I'm thinking about having a trainer take me through it. One of the things I really like about it, and I've already mixed a few of their concepts in. I'm done in 20, 25 minutes. I just burn it, and I love the timing with it. But they're out there flipping tires, Holly. They are using those old medicine balls and kettlebells. It's almost like a throwback to when you saw those 40s, 50s, you know, be fit athletic guys with Charles Atlas or, you know, it's almost like a throwback with these older tools. And anything that you've enjoyed in the past, they'll fit it sort of into that model. But I see these guys out there flipping tires one day, then the next day they're sprinting, then they're jumping rope, then they're walking with kettlebells or doing this kinds of stuff. And it really, and as far as guys, you know, a lot of guys don't want to just go and do, you know, do aerobics or do whatever. This is a very equal sex type of thing. If you're
it's into an equal
whatever, or it'll appeal to both sexes. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, absolutely. And I mean, man, woman, child, older person, younger person, because most of the boxes too. So the boxes are the gyms, the CrossFit, where you can get these workouts. And it's called a WOD, so a workout of the day. And the programming is such that these are functional movements that are constantly varied, and they're done at high intensity because that will start to develop. I've seen people's bodies change right before my eyes just doing this. And to your point, you can do these workouts and they're very efficient, meaning you can get an incredible workout in, I'm not kidding you, 12 to 20 minutes that has burned more calories. It has increased something called post-exercise oxygen consumption, where you're burning more fat throughout your day just because of the high intensity. It's the, there's a lot of research done on the high intensity interval training, and this is definitely part of that. And so our colleague that is on Radio MD all the time, Melanie Cole, who's an exercise physiologist, I wish she was on here saying, yeah, Holly, and I'm hoping she's doing that. But here's the other thing. It is so individualized. Now, I've talked to a lot of people that have been in CrossFit for for many, many years. And apparently, it's kind of become more game-oriented, where it's kind of like any other sport, like gymnastics, where there's invitationals, where there's regionals, and then you've got, you know, the national competition, the CrossFit Games. And that's great. I mean, I think it's great for those elite athletes who have those goals and who are basically professional athletes. They raise money, they have sponsors, and this is what they do. But for the grandma, for the 47-year-old gal here who just wants to keep her skin in the game and not get hurt, these workouts can be scaled to each and every person for their ability and for where they're at. And then CrossFit also has a philosophy that I really appreciate, which is called train your weakness. You know, a lot of people are like, I love to run. So they just go out and run. And they don't do any flexibility training. They don't do any agility training. They don't do any strength training. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to, and here's my point, because I'm not just talking about, hey, this is what I decided to do. I am talking about when I am 89 years old, okay, I want to be able to go on that vacation where there's that huge mountain in front of me, and I am going to hike that mountain because I have balance, I have strength, I have flexibility, I have agility, I have endurance. I have all of those things. I am not hurt. My quality of life is crazy high. I am older than most people, but guess what? We're living older and older and older. But guess what? We're getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And if we could stay physically adept and well, then I think that quality of life, our health could just overall be amazing. And I think CrossFit is one of those answers.
Yeah, I do. And I'll tell you, there's several very important points that you hit on. One of them is we have to get better ways, funner ways, easier ways to get exercise into our patients' lives and into our personal lives. But the other thing about CrossFit that I like is it's really a system of fundamentals, the way that you burn it, the way you mix it up, work on your weakness, work out a day. It's these fundamentals, and then those fundamentals are applied as an individual basis.
Yeah, and there's a continuum. You can go from health to wellness, but this is health to wellness to fitness. And that's what's really important. You can find out more, of course, at CrossFit.com and always at RadioMD.com. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.